Well, we're going to look at Romans chapter 12. My colleague Dave Law is going to be speaking to us shortly. So grab a Bible, page 1139 in the church Bibles, Romans chapter 12. And we're going to spend our time in this for the last 10 minutes or so before closing song, and then we'll be done. So let me read these words. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Lord God in heaven, please speak to us now through your word. Speak through Dave, we pray. May we hear what you have to say to us and change us, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, boys and girls, I have something here with me. I wonder if you know what it is. I don't know much about it, but I know it is a hungry caterpillar. I'll just set it there, and hopefully he won't fall. Perfect. Now, I don't know much about caterpillars, but the one thing that I do know is that caterpillars do not stay this way forever. One day, it totally transforms into a beautiful butterfly. Now, what does that have to do with Romans 12? I've done this every week. I've had a really tenuous link, and you've been like, where's he going with this? But tonight, we're thinking about our minds being transformed. Transformed into something quite ugly, dare I say it, ugly like this caterpillar, into something beautiful. So, Dave's just read to us Romans 12, and Paul has encouraged these believers in Rome to remember God's mercies. We did that the first week of Equip. And as a response to God's mercies, to offer their bodies as living sacrifices. So Paul, in his mind, knows that in order for a body to be offered, the mind is a key part of this process. The mind is a key part. But why is the mind so important in this whole process? Well, the great philosopher Arnold Schwarzenegger once said, where the mind goes, the body follows. Where the mind goes, the body follows. And Paul was the original thinker of that. You see, he said, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because we rarely do anything in this life just out of reflex. We think about it. It's ingrained in our minds. And he gives us two commands tonight to remember in relation to our minds. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of their minds. Christians have to have their minds transformed because it's at constant risk of conforming to the pattern of the world. So Paul, whenever he wrote to these believers in Rome all those years ago, he tells them that their mind is at risk because at that time, the pattern of the world was sex-crazed, it was power-hungry, and it was totally focused on self. There were many, many gods, there was little morality, and there was a hatred for God and his ways. So for us now, well, the pattern of the world hasn't really changed much at all. We see this in our cultural attitudes, in the values and narratives that we see in pop culture, in marketing, in movies. So if you just flick through social media, you'll see some of the values, the pattern of the world. Let me give you some examples. Love is love. You only live once. Well, it's my truth. I like to think of God like this. But you might be sitting there and thinking, I'm not in any grave danger of conforming to this world. I don't really need this warning. Well, friends, may I just remind you that our minds once loved this world. It still loves this world. Before Christ, we followed every pattern of this world. And actually, we are slowly drip-fed in our work, in our schools, in our sports teams, these values. Now, this is a really silly example, but whenever I go home to my family, particularly my two brothers, tell me that I sound more and more English each time I go home, which I take great offense at. Firstly, because actually I live in Wales, but secondly, Well, maybe I shouldn't say. But what has tended to happen here is whilst I've lived here for a year and a half, little phrases or words have slowly become just ingrained in my mind because I spend time with Welsh people. I start to sound like the people I surround myself with. I wonder how true that is for us. Do the people we live with, work with, go to school with, are they slowly conforming our minds to the pattern of their thinking? Because as our minds conform, our words and our actions do the same. Because the pattern of the world is so, so attractive to us. And yet Paul says, don't do it. Do not conform. But thankfully, he doesn't just say, don't do it. He gives us something positive to do instead. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So think back to our lovely little caterpillar friend here. This caterpillar has to eat specific things in order to grow and develop and eventually transform into a beautiful butterfly. So they feed in order to transform. So as Christians, we too are supposed to feed in order to transform our minds. And we are to feed on the words of God's Spirit, not on the words of the world. So there's a concept in data known as GIGO, which is garbage in, garbage out, which basically means if you put wrong data, wrong information into a computer, it'll come out wrong. Pretty simple. So dear friends, if you are listening to the garbage of this world, your output will be garbage. Let me give you just a little example. I recently heard a song on the radio, and it goes like this. You're nobody unless somebody loves you. You're nobody unless somebody loves you. The pattern of the world forces that agenda on us. It does it in these love songs, movies, and in news. Now, if you're single, if you're divorced or widowed, or maybe you just don't feel loved, the pattern of the world makes you feel like you're an absolute nobody, which is awful. What are we to do instead? Instead of putting this garbage in, we are to put the gospel in. The gospel, by contrast, tells you that God knew you before the world was created. He sent his son to die for you, that you are his, and he loves you. You're loved by the creator of this whole universe with a greater love than any man or woman could ever love you. That is glorious. Let me give you another example. The world tells you that if you don't get the grades, you won't be successful in life. You'll be a failure, you'll never get a good job, and you're done for. Game over. And maybe if you're a teacher, you feel similar pressure for your students to succeed. That is crushing. It is horrible. Do not put the garbage of this world in. Put the glorious gospel in. Feed yourself on the better story. The gospel which tells you you are of infinitely more worth than grades on a sheet of paper. Your identity is in the Lord Jesus Christ, whose perfect record you've received. You are his. You don't know the future. You don't know about these grades, but you know the one who holds your future. That is so much greater than the pattern of this world. Let the gospel define you and your actions. Martin Luther, on this passage, said that what Paul is telling us to do is become what you are. Like the little caterpillar becoming a butterfly, become what you are, dear Christian. And what you are becoming when you renew your mind is the Lord Jesus. You're becoming more patient, more kind, more generous, more compassionate, and more holy. That is glorious. And if you're sitting there and the past 3 weeks of Equip, you've got all this information coming in, and you just feel like you're not progressing, you're not being transformed. Every single day, you're becoming more and more conformed. Let me just use some words by John Newton to encourage you before I pray. John Newton says this, "I am not what I ought to be. I am not what I want to be. I am not what I hope to be. I am not what I used to be. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Dear friends at Highfields, remember the better story of the glorious gospel. Feed yourself on that. Get fat on it and become a beautiful butterfly of the Lord Jesus. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you are greater than anything in this whole world. Lord, thank you that you are transforming us. There is nothing that we can do whilst your Spirit works in us. Thank you for your word that is good and true. Pray that you would help us live for your name this week and for all the weeks to come. Amen.